You're listening to SBS News.
Multiple capital injuries!
Still recovering from the physical and emotional wounds he sustained on the 6th of January, Capital Police Sergeant and Iraq War veteran Aquilino Gunnell recalls his experiences of that fateful day.
What we were subjected that day was like something from a medieval battle. We fought hand to hand, inch by inch, to prevent an invasion of the capital by a violent mob intent on subverting our democratic process. I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
He's among four officers who've given frank testimonies to a special House Select Committee about being attacked, beaten and abused while defending the United States Capitol building from a mob of Donald Trump supporters. The nine-member panel is investigating the former president's role in the insurrection and the right-wing groups involved in coordination before the attack, as well as examining the security failures that allowed thousands of people to breach the Capitol. Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone suffered a heart attack and a brain injury after being rendered unconscious by his encounters with the rioters.
I was grabbed, beaten, tased, all while being called a traitor to my country. I was at risk of being stripped of and killed with my own firearm as I heard chants of kill him with his own gun. I could still hear those words in my head today.
African-American Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn says his verbal altercations with the mob were as brutal as his physical ones.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This n***er voted for Joe Biden." Then the crowd, perhaps around 20 people, joined in screaming, "Boo, fucking n***er."
He says he spoke of his encounters with other black officers, finding many received the same abuse.
It's so disheartening and disappointing that we live in a country with people like that, that attack you because of the color of your skin, just to hurt you. Those words are weapons. Thankfully, at the moment, it didn't hinder me from doing my job. But once I was able to process it, it hurt. It hurt just reading it now and just thinking about it.
Many Republicans have tried distancing the attack from the rhetoric and encouragement of Donald Trump and others in the party, who repeatedly made false claims that the 2020 election was rigged. Some have also tried to downplay or deny the extent of the violence of the 6th of January. Michael Fanone again.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
But two Republican representatives, Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, are taking part in the committee's proceedings, despite party leaders last week withdrawing their support. Adam Kinzinger was overwhelmed with emotion by the four officers' testimony.
You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken. You guys all talk about the effects you have to deal with, and, you know, you talk about the impact of that day. But you guys won. You guys held. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days. We're defined by how we come back from bad days.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Daniel Hodges is among those demanding the committee hold to account the people responsible for what they endured.
I need you guys to address if anyone in power had a role in this. If anyone in power coordinated or aided or abetted or tried to downplay, tried to prevent the investigation of this terrorist attack, because we can't do it. We're not allowed to. And I think the majority of Americans are really looking forward to that as well.
6 months after the worst assault on the home of US democracy in two centuries, more than 535 arrests have been made. But Liz Cheney warns that unless the obligation to investigate what led up to the riot is taken seriously, such violence could recur with every presidential election.
If those responsible are not held accountable, and if Congress does not act responsibly, this will remain a cancer on our constitutional republic, undermining the peaceful transfer of power at the heart of our democratic system. We will face the threat of more violence in the months to come, and another January 6th every 4 years.
Amy Hall, SBS News.